Parental alienation can have long-term consequences. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jennifer Harmon, associate professor of psychology at Colorado State University, explores how greater awareness of this form of family violence can lead to better outcomes.
Here's the scene: a bitter divorce and a custody battle over the couple's 7-year-old son. Awarded full custody, the mother sets out to destroy the son's relationship with his father. The mother tells the son lies about the father's behavior. She plants seeds of doubt about his fitness as a parent. She sabotages the father's efforts to see his son. The son begins to believe the lies, and as he grows up, his relationship with his father becomes more and more strained. Like the fictional father, about 22 million American parents have been victims of behaviors that lead to something called parental alienation. I have studied this phenomenon for several years. Psychological, legal, and child custodial disciplines need to recognize parental alienation as both a form of child abuse and intimate partner violence. In a recent paper, my co-authors and I defined the behaviors associated with parental alienation. We explain the long-term negative consequences for the health and well-being of children and adults all over the world. We categorize parental alienation as an outcome of psychological aggression and neglect against a child. Alienating parents terrorize their children by targeting the other parent. They create fear that the other parent might be dangerous or unstable when no evidence of such danger exists. Alienating parents will further reject, shame, or guilt-trip their children for showing loyalty or warmth to the other parent. We also show that these behaviors are abusive to the targeted parent. They're similar to intimate partner terrorism between spouses and dating partners, and we're more familiar with that kind of violence. More research into this particular form of family violence will bring greater awareness. Our hope is that our research will help better identify and stop such behaviors.
That was Jennifer Harmon of Colorado State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.